A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Mem Hei, Shabbos 45A, pagination page 89. Starting from about 15 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Bo'o Minei Reish and Lakish. Our topic here is, how far does Muktzah go? Specifically regarding foods. Now we know that basically food items are not muktzah. In fact, even items that would be muktzah, such as bones or pits or things like that, if they have some food on them, that can make them not being muktzah. Even if it's food that you're not sure you would bother eating or not bother eating, but if it's there, it's something presentable, it for sure makes the thing no longer muktzah. The question here is it possible for there to be food that would be muktzah because you so clearly designate it to be off limits for Shabbos? Let's see the first case, which is a case that I think most of us would think, whoa, that's for sure muktzah, and the halacha is it's not. And then we'll see cases which actually would become muktzah, even though they're foodstuffs. Wheat kernels that were planted in the ground, ubeitzim shetachas tarnagolas, and eggs that are under the chicken, because it was laid before Shabbos, so it's not muktzah because it was part of the chicken, but you purposely put it underneath the chicken so that it should hatch as an egg, as a chick. So you're clearly designating it not to be food, you're designating it that it should develop as a chicken. Mahu, what's the halacha in these cases, the wheat and the egg? Ki lesle l'Reb Shimon muktzah. When does Reb Shimon say there's no muktzah? Hecha delo dachya b'yadayim. You didn't purposely put it off limits. But hecha de dachya b'yadayim is le muktzah. But if you push it away purposely, then he would hold of muktzah. Al duma lo shana, or maybe there is no difference. Amalei, Reb Yechanan answered, Ein muktzah l'Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah. Ella, except in the extreme case, shemen shebener b'sha shehu dolek, oil in a lamp while it's burning, however huktzah l'mitzvah, so since it's designated for its mitzvah, huktzah l'yisuro, it becomes muktzah, it's aser. Very specific cases with fire, but in your case, it's a case of food, and it's not muktzah, and the way it's brought in halacha is because a guy might change his mind. Guy could always change his mind. So, the case of chitim, let's think about for a moment. A person put wheat kernels in the ground. He intends it to grow. He now pulls it out and decides to chew on it. He needs a candy. He's nervous. I don't know what. He wants to chew on the wheat. Remember from Brachas, Masechta, we discussed what bracha do you make on a kernel. It hasn't been made into flour, but it grows from the ground. What bracha do you make on a kernel? People would eat that. So it has to be shalohish rishu. It has to be that it did not yet send out roots, obviously, because if it sent out roots, then pulling it out of the ground is going to be kotzer, a degree of harvesting, pulling it from its place of growth. And presumably also, it has to be somehow the type of dirt or on the surface of the dirt or somehow that you're not going to deal with a question of choresh or muktzah regarding the dirt. Soft dirt, there has to be some sort of solution how you're getting this kernel. But in any case, it's not an issue of muktzah, even though you designated it to grow, because that's how food is. Food, I might always change my mind. Let's drop down to about 15 lines from the bottom. At the end of the line, Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ein mukta l'Reb Shimon. There is no case of mukta according to Reb Shimon. Ella, but I'll give you an example where even Reb Shimon agrees, and it's a case of food that he gives. Grogros v'tzimukim bilvad. Figs that are drying out, and grapes that are drying out to become raisins, that's the case where it's mukta. And the reason that's given over here is, Rashi and Tosfos explain, if you want to see the Tosfos, it's fascinating, outer commentary, right at the wide lines of Tosfos, where it says Ella in big bold letters, a little lower. The wide lines of Tosfos, right? Ella. Begrogros v'tzimukim, why are figs and grapes drying out different? Be'yushalmi mefarish, the Jerusalem Talmud explains. Shemasrichim beintayim, because first they become spoiled. Kevon shemiskalkulim kolkach, they, during the process from going from a good grape or a good fig to a dried out one, they first go through a period where they're spoiled, like they're not appetizing. Ein daito lekachtam ad sheyisaknu heitev, and he has no intent to use it until it develops and dries properly. And therefore, grogros v'tzimukim is the one case that Reb Shimon would agree that there's going to be mukta. So again, the wheat, the egg, not mukta. These, because they actually spoil, so even the argument, I might change my mind during Shabbos and I might take it, that argument doesn't work because these things are spoiled during the interim. Back in the Gemara, at the end of the line, Umidi acharina lo. Umidi acharina lo.
Okay.
You see? Good. And nothing else. V'atanya, we have a braisa. Hayaocha b'te'enim. A guy is eating the figs, v'hosir, and he had left over, v'he'elon legag, and he brought them onto the roof, lasos mehem grogros, to make dried figs, ba'anovim, he was eating grapes, v'hosir, v'he'elon legag, lasos mehem tzimukim, to make dried grapes raisins, lo yochal ad sheyazmin, you're not allowed to eat from it, because it's off limits. So far, that's exactly what we said from Reb Shimon, that it's off limits. But then he goes on and he says, the braisa goes on, v'cheinata omer, and the same thing would be, v'afraskin v'chavushin, two other types of fruits. Article translates peaches and quinces, uv'sha'or komine peiros, and other fruits, would be the same rule. Mani, who's that following? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's going the more strict view of mukta. But we don't understand that because grogros v'tzimukim and afraskim v'chavushim, what is the balance? Why are you mentioning these other things that do not spoil in the interim? If you want to tell me the ones that don't spoil, I will for sure know the ones that do spoil. Elolav Reb Shimon, probably it's Reb Shimon. And the Gemara explains, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda, I'm four lines from the bottom now. It is following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and we reject it. For ochel it's derichale, and the reason he mentions these other fruits is sakadai tachamina kevin to kaochel va'ozil lo liboi hazmana kamash malon kevin to elon lagag asuchi askele daite minayhu. Rabbi Yehuda holds, since you put them on the roof, you have withdrawn your intent from it, and they become muktza. I mention this because even though we reject the view of Rabbi Yehuda, it's important to know what he holds, because then you know what we are rejecting. A person who has wears, that in the back of his mind he kind of thinks, I'm not going to eat from it, I'll probably end up selling it, he's still allowed to go to that on Shabbos and decide to eat it. It didn't become chisar and kiss, it didn't become merchandise. Unless the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah brings that if it's something that truly becomes merchandise because it's an important product and you have it all allocated, how you're going to make money on it, so then it could be that it would become mukta. An example of that is esrogim. Esrogim before Yom Tov, before Tzukis, even though it's a fruit, and technically it's a fruit, but that would be an example of chisaron kis, where a person considers it off limits, and as a result, on Shabbos, it's muktzah. So this case of other fruit, which Rabbi Yehuda holds as muktzah because you put it on the roof, is we reject that, and that's very instructive, because that means that even if you designate it in the warehouse, unless you really have it off limits, it is going to be permitted to take from it on Shabbos, and the guy who has a storehouse access to it on Shabbos, it could very well be he decides to do a Shabbos party and he pulls some apricots from his supply back and forth. Unless it's really off limits and he never takes for personal, it would be permitted. Okay, so again, generally food, not muktzah, to the extreme, wheat, an egg, but we're finding a case where it actually spoiled, or we're finding if it's truly merchandise, in that case we would accept this view of Rabbi Yehuda and make it muktzah. Yeshikach, have a great day.